The city of Springfield is planning to take by eminent domain more than a dozen properties, including a public housing authority complex, to improve access and parking for a new community center. The $10 million South End Community Center is one of the last major rebuilding projects from the tornado that struck the city 6 years ago next month. The taking of the privately owned land will facilitate a project to open up Marble Street, a dead-end street where the new community center is under construction, and allow traffic to flow between two major thoroughfares, Main Street and Central Street. Over the last 3 to 4 years, the Springfield Department of Public Works has been involved in designing the project to go hand-in-hand with the building of the new community center, according to DPW Director Chris Signoli.
This will, you know, allow better access into the neighborhood.
The South End Community Center hosts after-school programs and is used by people from throughout the city. The new building, which is expected to open this summer, is located a few blocks from the original neighborhood center that was destroyed by the June 1, 2011 tornado. The City Council at its June 5th meeting will be asked to authorize $120,000 for the city to acquire a dozen properties to allow the Marble Street Extension Project to move forward. One of the properties being taken is an occupied house, according to Signoli.
The negotiation with that homeowner is complete. They're happy with what's being offered by the city. The city's also giving them a relocation process at this point. So we've been dealing with them for a year plus on this. All the others are, you know, 100 square feet, you know, 50 square feet, that sort of thing.
Eventually, the city plans to acquire the apartment complex on Marble Street owned by the Springfield Housing Authority, demolish the buildings, and use the site for parking for the community center. Signoli said the Springfield Housing Authority is in the process of moving about 40 tenants.
It's an extremely antiquated facility, so once that is complete, then the land will be transferred over to the city.
Springfield City Councilor Kateri Walsh, who chaired a meeting of the Maintenance and Development Committee Tuesday to review plans for the project, said she will recommend the full council approve the land takings.
Usually when you have a land taking, it sometimes can be very controversial. This does not seem to be the case. Everybody seems to be on board and the funding seems to be in place.
The funding is coming from the federal government, part of a nearly $22 million disaster recovery grant the city received in 2013 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.